Today's shiur is Bava Basra Kuf Yud Zayin here in Yesh Nochlin, and today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Nachum Shimon Ben Yitzchak Aryeh Alav Hashalom Norman Kram, sponsored by Chaya and Toby Kram and family. We thank him for the sponsorship on his yard site. Nachum Shimon Ben Yitzchak Aryeh Alav Hashalom Norm Kram. Okay, we now get into the Gemara, the Mishnah, Kuf, Tez, Zayin, Amabez. We get into the first of a number of discussions in this parak of Benos Slavchad. Says the Mishnah. Why is this Mishnah here? What is Benos Slavchad coming in right now? We just had, so far, two basic Mishnayos, which went through the ideas, in general, of Nachlos, right? Not really so many specific details, but general points about Inyani Nachlos. The first Mishnah had the different categories of people who are Nochel, or Manchil, or both, or neither. That was Kufches, and then we had Kuftesvav, the Seder Nachlos, which, by the way, we didn't go through, but if you want to look at a summary, we saw the Rambam's summary in Ilchas Nachlos, but also on the first number of lines, the fat lines here, Kufta Zayin Mabez, the Rashbam also has a summary of Seder Nachlos Kachu. He goes through the entire order of the Nachlos, forward and then backwards. And he goes all the way, he says, V'chein la'olam ad Adam Harishon. Right, he goes all the way back, even though the Argamar just went up until Yaakov Avinu, if you remember, a couple of yesterday's daf. Okay, but either way, now we have Benos Slavcha. So Benos Slavcha, not to give a chalakim. The Mishnah says that Benos Slavcha took three portions. The Rashbam explains, why is this here? Because in the previous Mishnah we just had that those who stand in place of their Morish, the Yotze Yerecho, they're the ones that come and take in for their deceased parents, for their deceased Morish, like we had before. The Bas HaBen goes before the Bas. So the Benos Slavchad are an example of that. Right, the Benos Slavchad are going to go take in their father's stead along with their uncles. So that's why this is an example of that, and that's why it's mentioned here. But again, they're going to come up, they're going to appear a number of times in our parak. And remember, it's because they were the ones, as Chazal say, they were the ones that instigated, so to speak, the Parsha of Nachlos to be written in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say it. The Pesukim described, just by way of introduction, in Perach of Zayin of Bamidbar, where there are really two sections of Nachlos described in the Torah. The end of Bamidbar is one, but also the first time, the main time, is Parshas Pinchas. Vategravna Benos Slavchad ben Chefer ben Gilad ben Machir ben Menashe. The Benos Slavchad. And it goes through, not too many people in the Torah have their great-great-grandfather mentioned when they are introduced. Chefer, their father, Gilad, their grandfather, Machir, their great-grandfather, Menashe, their great-great-grandfather. Chazal already are bothered by that. Why does it mention that? Menashe was Benos, right, the children of Yosef were Mechabevei Eretz Yisrael, right, they loved the land, and so too the Benos Slavchad loved the land, and they wanted a chelek of the land, even if they weren't technically, at that point, Roi to get one. Felix was Benosav, Vatamod Lefne Moshe, Lefne Elazar HaKohen. They stood in front of Moshe, Elazar, in front of the Nisim. And they said, Avinu Meis Bamidbar. Our father died. Every phrase here is spoken about in this parak. And Chazal Medayik, from what's the message? Avinu Meis Bamidbar, Vahulo Hayabasocha Eda, Hano Adim Al Hashem Ba'adas Korach. He wasn't in Adas Korach. So therefore, he shouldn't lose. Mashmah that Adas Korach loses, as we'll see by the Shem soon. Ki b'chet omeis, he died with his sins. He wasn't one of the four that did not sin. And some of them weren't even alive yet when this was said. Ki b'chet omeis, uvanim lo hayu lo, he had no sons. Lo mi yigar Hashem avinu mitok mishpachto, ki ein lo ben. It's not fair. Right? Why should our father's name be lost from the mishpacha? He didn't have a son. Tzana lanu achuza besoch achei avinu. Give us a portion with our uncles. Right? We want our father's portion. Sounds like they're only asking for one portion. Our Mishnah tells us they got three portions. We're going to see Bezhem later on in the parak. They really got four portions. Right? Only three of them are mentioned in this Mishnah. We'll see what those three are. Vayakrev Moshe es mishpatan lefnei Hashem. And Moshe brings their mishpat in front of Hashem. Wow, he didn't even have an answer right away. Moshe was stumped by these women. Says Rashi, Nisalma halacha mimenu. Right, this is one of the four times that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the halacha. V'kan nifra shalat al sara lomer v'chulu. We're not going to get into that now. But says the Rashi davar acher reu yahaisa parsha zuli he kasev al yede Moshe. Elisha zachu b'ro slavchad v'nichtva al yadar. As we'll see later on, Magalgal and Schus al yede Zakai. That is b'ro slavchad that come in and are mezake Klal Yisrael in the section of Nachlas. So the Mishnah says again, but Oslavcha Nalu Gimel Chalaka. They do three Chalakim. Which three Chalakim were they? Yoresh. Number one. Number one, they took their father's portion. Their father was Slavchad. Their father was supposed to get a portion because he himself went out of Mitzrayim. And as we'll see, this Mishnah is following the opinion that the Nachlas were split up based on Yotzei Mitzrayim. If you went out of Mitzrayim, you were ro'i to get a portion. Even if you didn't make it to Eretz Yisrael. But if you went out of Mitzrayim, you were zochah to get a portion. Two out of the three opinions in the Gemara mention this idea of Liyotzei Mitzrayim. There's one that does not, and that opinion is against this Mishnah. But the other two opinions could be like our Mishnah. The Rashbam talks about it a little bit here, a little bit on the Gemara, a little contradictory what he says in the two places, not for us for now. But either way, that's the first portion they get. They get their father. Their father was roy to get a portion because he left Mitzrayim, even though he did not go into Eretz Yisrael, but they're Yoresh that portion. So that portion, they get the entire portion. Right, they weren't splitting that with anybody because they were no sons, so they get that from their father. Number one. Number two, v'chalko mecha v'nechse chefer. Their grandfather also left Mitzrayim, chefer. That portion should be split up all amongst all the brothers. So Tzlafchad gets a portion. They are the bas haben of Tzlafchad, and therefore they're zochet to get their grandfather's portions. They get their entire father's portion. They get a section of part of their grandfather's portion, and Vashahia Bachar, no tel shnei chalakim, and Slavchad was the Bachar. So they get another portion. Again, what is Pishnaim in the world of Bachar means? We treat them like two children. If there are five children, one's a Bachar, so we make it as if they're six, and the Bachar gets a double portion as compared to others. So those are the three portions that Benos Slavchad get. The Rashbam notes that there's really a fourth portion. The Rashbam on the next Amud, there's really a fourth portion that they were zochet to, that we will see, and that is Slavchad had a brother that died. So all the other brothers split up that portion as well. But it doesn't say that one because there's no chiddush to that one. Explains the Rashbam based on the Gemara that we're going to see. Each of the three chalakim that are in the Mishnah teach us something about Hilchas Yerusha. To bring in the fourth one, that they were zochet to get their dead uncle's portion, that we already know from the other three. There's nothing new to teach us. What are the three chidushim that the Mishnah teaches us? The Gemara is going to mention it, but the Rashbam says it. So we'll look at it now. Look at the last few lines of the Rashbam on the Mishnah, which appear on Amud Aleph. Aval bahani gimel chalakim diktani ashmina tlasamili. Right, from these three, we learned something. Number one, d'liyotzei Mitzrayim, neschalka ha'aretz. Number one, from the first law in the Mishnah, you learn out that the Yotzei Mitzrayim have something to do with the Nachla, which is a chiddush gadol. If we think about it, shouldn't it have been that the Jews who went into Eretz Yisrael get a portion of Eretz Yisrael? Comes along the Mishnah according to one or two opinions? No! The Yotzei Mitzrayim are also connected for some reason. We'll have to talk about that halachically and hashkafically. Right? Why should it be that the Yotzei Mitzrayim have anything to do with the people going into Eretz Yisrael? So that is number one chiddush, that it goes by that their father, Tzlavchad, was zochet to a piece of Eretz Yisrael, even though he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Number one chiddush. Number two chiddush. Ubas haben hikaben li rashi ma'achin. Number two is, as the Rashbam said earlier, this is an example. This is an example of what we said earlier. The benos haben, the daughters of the son, get a portion along with their uncles. Right? They are kam tachtav in front, in place of their father, and therefore they're going to get a portion. And number three is the Bechar line. And this we have to talk about for a few moments. We mentioned this already a couple of days ago when we said the Baal is not notel ro'i kibamuchsak in nichsei ishto. We mentioned then, we compared this to remember the Me'iri quoted the Mahadrin Minachachamim. He compared that Mahadrin compared this to the halacha of a Bechar. A Bechar is not notel ro'i kibamuchsak. A Bechar only takes what the father has at the time that the father died. He doesn't take properties that the father was supposed to get before the father died, and then later on is going to come to the father. No, that's split up equally. Right? The Bechar does not take Beroi Kiba Muchsak. So ask the Gemara later on. So why here do the Bnos Slavchad get a double portion? When Slavchad died, he didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. So why should they get the double portion of Bechar? Isn't this Ro'ui? Says the Gemara later on, B'ez Hashem, we will see it. He quotes from later on, Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Himei Avoseinu. Eretz Yisrael was already considered Muchsak. Amazing, right? Even though there was a splitting up, as we'll see with the Gorala, with the Urim Tumim, but in some sense, Eretz Yisrael was ready Mechulak. Remember we had this 17 days ago, back on Daf Kuf. On Daf Kuf, Avraham Avinu walks around Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, Bikona it, La'arko La'rachma. What kind of Kenyan was that? Right, we said we had a machlokas there, whether you could be koneh through chazaka that way, just by walking around. But the Gemara there says, halach b'la'ark al-rachba, kana makam ilucho, divri Rabbi Eliezer. My time is Rabbi Eliezer, dechziv, kum mesalik b'aris, la'ark al-rachba, kilacha etnena. There's another pasuk. Also the Gemara quotes, lezaracha etnena, right, to your children, I have already given it somewhat. It has to be split up, but because of that principle, right, we might think that principle is a nice hashkafik, like the Rashi, the first Rashi in Chumash, that it's connected to us. But no, the Gemara uses that for a halachic principle to explain why it's already muchsak by Bnei Yisrael, and that's why a bachor would get pishnayim in that land. Reb Chaim talks about this at length. It's a beautiful piece in the Grach Al Hashas in Simin Reish Sadi Aleph. There he starts off with a problem. He says, number one, there's a problem between women and gerim, and then there's a problem between mikra bikurim and vidui meiser. It's basically his question. What's his question? The Rambam quotes that a ger can be mevi vikore, right? The Rambam holds that a ger could bring bikurim and do mikra bikurim. Shenemar la'avram avamon gayim nesaticha v'din ger l'ni mikra bikurim. He quotes that it's the Mishnah says that he cannot be kore, but the Yerushalmi, the neighbor of Yehuda, says ger mevi vikore, and that is what the Rambam holds. Asks Reb Chaim the first question. Kasha. Lamala Taimo, the Mishnah says, according to the opinion of the Rambam doesn't hold like, but the Mishnah Bikurim. If you just read the Mishnah Bikurim, you don't know where the Rambam got it from. That a ger cannot be kore, deni yachalomar lavo seinu. Tepik lon delo natal chelik baaretz. A ger didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Why can you say that's the reason that he possibly wouldn't read? Umishalo natal chelik baaretz eino kore. Why is the emphasis that he can't say lavo seinu in the Mikra Bikurim? Why don't you say they didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael? Number one. Number two, says Reb Chaim, if you look at the Rambam Menuchas Meiser Sheni, the Rambam says that a ger cannot say Vidui Meiseros. So why can a ger do Mikra Bikurim and not Vidui Meiseros? She'en lohem chelek ba'aretz. Right? Ulachara Vidui Meiseros shavah l'mikra bikurim. B'nogeh li'ikuv ha'shanotilas chelek ba'aretz. Maishna de vividui hager eino mesvadeh b'shem shalonot ha'chelek ba'aretz u'bibikurim korei. And mikra bikurim kinat. Why? Is the ger included? Is the ger not included? Number two, says Reb Chaim, what about women? Kinirah women say vidui meiser, but they didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So why could they say vidui meiser? But there's no evidence against that, but they're excluded from mikra bikurim because they didn't get a chelek ba'aretz. Explains Reb Chaim. Asher Nireh, Dibin, and he has two pages on this, but again, it's... He goes through it, then he gives many examples. Vasher nira debenetilas chelek ba'aretz nemrushtei halachos miyuchados. Regarding chelek ba'aretz, regarding the splitting up of the land, there were two stages and two dinim. One, shnei dinim nefradim. Number one, kedei lito chelek ba'aretz anuzakukim lihikalel bischus Avraham be'aretz Yisrael. You want a chelek? You got to be connected to Avraham Avinu. Hainu, you have to be a descendant, direct descendant, biological. Shahanotel yitol ayideschus Avraham umealach hashel eretz Yisrael mukzekas hibiyadinu miavoseinu. As the Gemara is going to say later on, shenitzra la Avraham ulazara achra bedin Yerusha hi miavoseinu umigderes akasev lecha etnena ulazarecha ulachazinon mukzekas biyadinu miavoseinu mahani l'inyan pishnayim bebechor. Right, that's our Gemara. A bechor gets pishtaim because it's already considered muchzak. Ki mevur b'babasra kuf yud tes. Dizuchiyas Yisrael ba'aretz. Od mimei Avraham ayizuchiyah gemur v'shleima. V'lo chasra shum davar. That's number one. And you know what? Says Reb Chaim regarding that halacha, women are included. Geirim are not included. Right? Women are included in the muchzak as himi avosein. It goes to all of Avraham's descendants. Men, women, and children. Everyone. They're not, but a ger is not included. A ger is not a biological descendant of Avraham Avinu. But, on the other hand, says Reb Chaim, Amnam, this isn't enough. Right? What are we going to see later on? What happened by Yeshua ben Nun? There was a Goral, and there was a Chalukah, and and what does the Gemara Kiddushin say? There was, how were Bnei Yisrael Zoche? Either through a Shliach, or through an Aputrapis, or through Zachiah. There was something that happened, at the moment of Knisa La'aretz. So what was that? That was the second stage. That was going in. Amnam, says the Reb Chaim, Zechukim anu k'dei lito chelek ba'aretz l'maisa Yerusha v'yeshiva v'zechiyas Eretz Yisrael al yado shenoto chelek ba'aretz yito al Yerusha v'yeshiva. Hare chazina, da'avu'ich Eretz Yisrael ha'isa shal Yisrael od mime Avraham l'chol dineha, was ready Avraham's, fa'isa mamon Yisrael b'kinyonam mehalacha shal muchzekas b'yadeinu, it belonged to all of Klal Yisrael, mikol makom lo niskadsha v'lo na'asis Eretz Yisrael le'inin mitzvah satulias ba'aretz ad she'nech b'shai de Yehoshua. Right, it didn't have full kedusha. It had some type of chalos, some type of special magical effect, but there were no mitzvah satulias ba'aretz yet. V'niskaima b'chalosha Yerusha v'yeshiva, and that was needed too. Nemer halacha miyuchedah shel kibush u'maisa hamakadesh. The Yisrael zochim ba'ayde Yerusha v'yeshiva v'hein hein and am Yisrael hamakadosh es aretz. And guess what, says Reb Chaim, that gerim were included in. Right, if they went in, they weren't connected to Avram Avinu, but if they went in, they were connected to that. And women were not included in that. Women didn't get a chelik ba'aretz. Right, that's what the halacha is. So he says, there was two stages. In order to gain a chelek, you need to be in the area of both. But that's why, for women and gerim, there would be a difference in terms of what the exclusion is. Is it because they didn't get a chelek ba'aretz? That would be women and not gerim. Is it because they weren't yoreish from Avraham Avinu muchzekas me'avoseinu? And they can't say asharasata li. Right, that's a different reason. You can't say asharasata li, that women would be able to say. And gerim will not be able to say. And that's why there's a difference between vidui maestros and bikurim. Because if you look at the language that we say in mikra bikurim and vidui maestros, there is a difference. And therefore he says, l'fiz anira at the end. Ta'af te bein bevidui maestro, bein bemikra bikurim. Kol michelonot achelik baritz eno karev eno mesvade, mikol makom chalukim hema bedineihem. There's a difference between the reasons why. Vade Meiser Hare Yalfina Nikuva did Meditilas Chelik Mikra Ashana Satalanu Kashadishpata Lavo Seinu. That's what we say by Mikra Mikur. Women could say that. That would mean if a woman can't say that, but a ger can say that. But again, the other hand, that's by Vidi Meiser, but by Bikurim, we say, this land, right, that I took a portion of, so it'll be the opposite. So that's a very important of Chaim, Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, in the Grach HaLashas, Bedin Ger, Mevi Vekore. That's the title of it, and it has to do, obviously, with our Rashbam here, right, the Rashbam again says here, that the Chiddush of the third line, as the Gemara says, is that Bechor is already Muchzak, is already considered Muchzak and Naroi, and therefore, that's how we just explain the Chiddush of Muchzak, period. Okay, now let's get into the Gemara. Tanan, Kibanda Amar, Liyotim Mitzrayim, Nischal Kaharetz. This Mishnah is assuming, like the opinion that says, Liyotim Mitzrayim, Nischal Kaharetz, that the land was split up, Liyotze Mitzrayim, meaning it's not purely whoever went into Eretz Yisrael got a portion, but somehow the Yotzei Mitzrayim are also connected. We'll see. You use a little of both, but also included is Yotzei Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Yonah writes here that the Gemara doesn't pick one of the three. It seems like this is Gemara is befavorous, like the first opinion, Rabbi Yeshua, who says that. But Rabbeinu Yonah says the third opinion is going to say that it goes by both. So that could also be like our Mishnah. That's why usually it's Tanan Kiman Dervoshia. So it doesn't say that here. Because it could be like opinion number one or opinion number three. Bainler Rabbioshia, Bainler Shimon Elazar, Delo Karebi Nasan. That's the Rabbi Yonah's comment here. So Tanan Kiman Dama Liyotim Mitzrayim Neschal Kaharetz. So the Mishnah is following the opinion of Liyotim Mitzrayim, Titania. As the Brisa says, Rabbioshia Amar, Liyotse Mitzrayim Neschal Kaharetz. Liyotim Mitzrayim, the land was split up. Shene Emar, Lishmos, Matos, Avosam, Yinchalus. Now we have to get to the other section of Nachla, all the way at the end of Bamidbar, because there are two psukim there. Two psukim there. One of them says, I'll read you the Lashon. Actually, not, we'll get it to the end later. This is still in Pinchas. This is still in Pinchas. In Pasuk Nun Gimel, says the... Says the pasuk, "Vaydavar Hashem Moshe Leimar, La'ele techalek nach haaretz benachala b'bispar shemos." So read that pasuk. To these, the land will be split up. That sounds like these people who get it, who go in. That word La'ele sounds like you get it to these. But then it continues two psukim later, and it says, "Lishmos matos avosam yinchalu." You go by their forefathers, which sounds like earlier generations. So that's the Stira. Stira, but these two psukim, do you go by now? Do you go by earlier? So Rabbi Yoshia says,
that
is the defining pasuk. Lishmos matos avosam. Elama ani mekayim la eila techaleka aretz binachala. What do you go by these? La eila ka eila. La hotzi es atfalim. It's to exclude the babies. What does babies here mean? Under 20. Tfalim. If you're under 20, one is not zoche in a nachla. Machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. When did they have to be 20? When they left the Mitzrayim, or they went into Eretz Yisrael? The Rashbam assumes they have to be 20 when they left Mitzrayim. Yotzei Mitzrayim had to be 20. If you were 20 when you left Mitzrayim, then you were zocha to a portion. If you were, and the Rabbeinu Gershom says no, if you were 20 when you went in, how did it work? How did it work? So explains the Rashbam gives an example of how exactly this works. That if somebody has, look at the first Rashbam on the Gemara, Kiilu Kolomar Labai Aretz Eschalka Aretz Kafi Cheshbon Shayotim Mitzrayim. The people who went into the land got it, but based on the people who went out of Egypt. What does that mean? Shenatlua B'Torahs Yerusha Me'Avoseihem To Levi Cheshbon Arishon Shenimnu B'Shana Shniyah Letzeizem Mitzrayim Eschalka Aretz Umi Shehaya Lo Ata B'Beis Aretz Ben Echad. Notok kol chelko umishahayilo asarabanim nami lo notlu ben kulam ela chelak echad. If somebody had 10 sons and if somebody had one son, those 10 sons would get one chelak because their father went out of Mitzrayim, and the other one would get right. If there are two brothers that left Egypt, their children would each get a chelak, even if they had one and more children than the other one, because it's liyotzei Mitzrayim neschalka aretz. The people who went in are going to get it, but they'll get it as yershim. They won't get it as people who are right to get it themselves. That is opinion number one in the Gemara. That is Rabbi Yoshia, and our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yonasan. Liboi haaretz neschalka aretz. It goes by liboi haaretz. No, whoever went in gets a portion. Which, whenever, again methodologically, whenever we ask, we have a machlokas in the Gemara, we always say it's good to ask, who is the more pashat shita? What would we have said if we didn't know? And who is the more mechudas shita? So pashas, we probably would have said Rabbi Yonasan is the more pashat shita. Right? Whoever went in gets a portion. Even though they both call psukim. That's what drives the two opinions. Shene'emar. La'ela t'chelek ha'aretz benachala. To these people, right? These people who are going in. Elamani mekayem l'shvosa matosa v'asam minchalu. What about Lishbos Batos of Asam, which sounds like Liyotzei Mitzrayim are somewhat included as well? Mishune Nachlazu Mikol Nachlo Sheba Olam. There's something unusual that happens here. Even according to the people who go in, it's not exactly as you think. Right? It's as follows. Shekol Nachlo Sheba Olam Chayin Yarshin Mesim. Generally, in all Nachla, the people who are left alive, Yarshin, those who already have passed on, Vikan Mesim Yarshin Chayim. And here, it's the opposite. Why? What does that mean? What do you do? Let's take the case the Rashbam spoke about. Reuven and Shimon leave Mitzrayim. Reuven has one son. Shimon has 10 sons. What the first opinion hold? Reuven's son gets one portion, and Shimon's 10 sons altogether get one portion. That was the first opinion. Says Rabbi Yonasan, no, you know what happens here? Reuven and Shimon, one has one, one has 10. So they go to the Eretz Yisrael, they get 11 portions, right? 10 and 1. They bring that back, not literally, but conceptually. It goes back to the parents, Reuben and Shimon. Then they split it up equally. 5.5 and 5.5 to each of the sets of children. That's what Lishmos Matos Avosam Yinchalu. You take a little of both. Again, it goes by the people who went into Eretz Yisrael. That's how they determine how many portions are going to be given. So once the grandchildren, one son and 10 children, one, 10 sons, so there's 11 portions. It goes back into a pot, and then it's split up equally to Reuven's children and Shimon's children. Right? So that's what it means. So even Labai Aris is Chalka. It has a little shemetz of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, but you have to work that out because of the portion. Why should you say this? Why shouldn't you just say it's Pashut, L'Yarshei Eretz Yisrael? Explains the Sifsei Chachamim, the collector of Achronim on commentary on Rashi. Right, the Sifsei Chachamim, which is printed in the Mikros Gedolos Chamashim, on Rashi, right, he compiles the Gerariyes and the Mizrachis, and sometimes he says his own material. So here on this pasuk says the Sifsei Chachamim, explaining why it is, according to this opinion, should we say that there is a portion that goes to the goes by Nichnasei La'aretz and Yotzei Mitzrayim. Said the Sifsei Chachamim, Nire Hatam Pot Mishum, to call Dibur Sheyatim Yipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tova, Eino Chozer. Any Dibur that Hashem says in Nevua L'tova is never going to be retracted. Like the Rambam describes in Uchaz Yisodi HaTorah. If Hashem says something good is going to happen, it's going to happen. Right? That's how the Rambam says we know who a Navi Sheker is. If a Navi says something bad is going to happen and it doesn't happen, that doesn't prove he's a Navi Sheker. Because maybe we did Shuvah, Hashem had Rachmanis, he changed his mind. But if Hashem says something good is going to happen, it's probably going to happen. If it doesn't, he's a Navi Sheker. So here, V'hacha hiftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu litein liyotim Mitzrayim, it's Eretz Yisrael. Right? Hashem already promised. Right, and when they went out of Mitzrayim, u'mesu kulam b'midbar. So what do you do? What do you, Hashem can't unpromise, right? Hashem can't take back his promise. V'lachein tziva Hashem yizbarach shetachzar hanachla liyotei Mitzrayim v'heim yanchilu es b'nehem. That's why they're involved at somewhat. It goes by the 11 children, grandchildren. But Hashem promised. So you have to have the people, their parents, involved somewhat. So that's why you take these 11 portions, you split it up equally. Ubazeh, yutur etzami, v'chul, and it continues. El remet, and then he says, it's even merumas. Amazing. In Parshas Va'era, what does it say at the beginning when Hashem promises that I'm going to give you a portion? V'nasati oso lachem mo rasha ani Hashem. Why does it not say Yerusha? Why does it say mo rasha? So there are those, Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying that there's a difference between Morasha and Yerusha. Yerusha is an inheritance. Morasha is what we would call in English a heritage. It's not a Yerusha for every single person. Sifzei Chachamim is not going that way. Chasidei Chachamim says, no, it's basically the same word. So why does it say Morasha? It's alluding to the fact that they're going to be Morish. They're not going to be Yoresh. Hashem already knew what was happening. Ella, Remez, Shelo Yikatsu La'aretz, Velo Yerushua, Rakshahim, Yorishu, Es B'neihem, Achareihem. So that doesn't quote anybody, so that's the Sifsei Chachamim himself on that pasuk in Parshas Pinchas of why it is that the they are involved at all, right? If you would have said just leboy ha'aris deschalka, no, the Yotzei Mitzrayim are also going to be involved, are also going to be involved somewhat. So one of the Achronim mentioned interesting idea, and that is, we know, the in Parshas Pinchas also, the Psukim say, Rashi quotes, right, in Pinchas, right, the list right before, at the time of the Nakhla, we have the whole list of Bnei Yisrael. Chanoch, Mishpachas HaChanuchi, Lefalu, Mishpachas HaPalui, right, that whole Lashon. What does Rashi quote there? Hashem wanted to be made on Klal Yisrael that their families were very pure. And they weren't taken advantage of in Mitzrayim. That's why Hashem put his name into every family, the Hey and the Yud. And so Yimna, you don't have to do because it already has a Yud and a Hey. Fine. Asks one of the Achronim, Reuven Zelig Bengis. Quoted here in the Birei Adaf. Why is it that Hashem had to do this by the minyan right before splitting up the Nachlos in Pinchas, right? And why wasn't this done at the beginning of the, there were countings done earlier. When's Pinchas? Remember, in Chukas we switch from year 2 to year 40. Parshas Chukas. Miriam dies in Parshas Chukas. So now we're in year 40. Right, so why is this minyan, why does this minyan have Hashem's edus that we kept our family purity life and not earlier? So explains as Reuven Zelig Bengis, because they're about to get the nachlos. And what are they going to do? They're going to want a nachla. So let's think about that case that Rashbam quoted. The 10 sons of Shimon. What? We have to go backwards and only get 5.5? We want 10 portions. Why do we have to go back with the fathers? Who says those fathers anyway were pure, those families? Hashem is Meyad Dafka, right before the nachla. Why? To show that the families were pure. Families were pure. So he says, Shabarbos Moav, Heyed Hashem Alzos Velo Kfar Beminyan Arishon, El Sheedazu, Eina Bishvil Rinun Hagoyim only. Rakshish Lachush, Pema Yeraninu Amarubim, Shenafel Lachela Kolechan Mehem Ma'at, Ein Lachelek Lefiotim Mitzrayim. No! Don't worry about Bisomech on the Yichus. Laficha Chutzrach Le'edas B'Shem Hashem, B'Shas Chaluka, Lomar Shekulam, Miuchasim, Achar Avosam. They are miyuchas, and that's why Dafka, related to this, that is why we have it mentioned there in Pinchas and not earlier. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe, Emshalach HaMashal. I'll give you a mashal. Right? We're still in opinion number two. There's going to be three opinions. We're still in opinion number, I'll give you a mashal to what this is like. Lamada Radomeh, Lishnei Achim Kohanim. There are two brothers, Kohanim. Shahayu Bi'ir Achas, in one city. One has one son, one has two sons. And they send their sons to the Goren for them. The one who has one son gets one portion at the Goren. And the one who had two sons takes two portions. They go home. They have three portions altogether. And then they each split it up equally. Each of the grandchildren getting one and a half portions. So one is going to get one and a half, and the two are going to get one and a half. That's the mashal. The Rishonim wonder, what does this help us understand more than what we already knew already? But maybe we just explained it earlier, and now it's just clear in the Gemara what exactly it is. As the Gemara, though, it was clear, we know from the Nachla, that when it goes back to the forefathers, right, Reuben and Shimon in our case, they each have an equal portion, and it's split up equally. Why by these Kohanim? Was there a deal made? Who says from the fathers that the fathers say that their sons should split it up equally? So the Rashbam says, yeah, they made it Tanai. That's what you have to say. That's the part of the mashal. They made it Tanai. Says the Rashbam on the last line on the Amud. Shnei Achim Kohanim. Vehisnu Beinehem. Lachlok Kolachumo Tanitanos L'Shnei B'Shava. They made it Tanai. So that's when their children get it, they come back, and they split it up equally. Okay, you have to add that in, because it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah, though, has another suggestion. Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is a Shas topic, Makire Kahuna. We're talking about Makire Kahuna. Who are Makire Kahuna? So that's mentioned two places in Shas. Gin Daf Lamed and Baal Basra Kuf Chaf Gimel. We'll have it in a week from now. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara there said, who are Makire Kahuna? Let's say there is a Kohen that I always give my Truma to. I don't shop around. We're friends from the old time. I always give my Truma to him. That's called Makire Kahuna. He, that Kohen, already has a hand in that Truma even before I give it to him. Because I always give it to him. The big question in the Lumdis is that a Kinyan already? Is that just earmarked? How do we understand that? So these two fathers are Makire Kahuna. That's why you're going to split it up equally. That's what Rabbi Yonah says here. Ubala Goren Miskaven Lases Lashne Achim Mishabel Vishneya Makirov. Ella, why does he give three? Because he doesn't want any kid to feel bad. So that's why he gives every kid a portion. But he knows he wants to split. He's friendly with the fathers. So he wants it to be split up evenly. But he just wants to give every child. It's fascinating in terms of, just that Musar Haskel. You don't want any child to feel bad, so you give him. But you can split up equally when you get back home. But that's Makiri Kuno. So how do we really understand that? Rashi and Gittin, where this comes up. Rashi and Gittin says, you know why it works? Says Rashi there, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. The word Makiri comes from the pasuk in Malachim Beis. De'eno Rachi Olu Laseis Shumos Ma'isos Ela LeKohen Zeh Hilkach Kivan DeMilsa DePshitahi DeLeDitu Yahiv Lehu. Since everybody knows, the other Kohanim know that it's going to this guy. Aschu Lehu Shar Kohani Datayu. Basically, Yeush. They're Hesach Hadas. They don't focus on they're ever going to get it. Favi Kaman Demati Liadayu Tahani. It's as if it already went to these Kohanim. Because all the other Kohanim give up hope from getting it. They're Mesech Das from it, and therefore it goes to that Kohen. So it's Ke'ilu, it came to the hands. Tosvos has a different shot. Tosvos where? Here in Baal Basra. Turn a couple of pages for a minute. We'll see this again with Hashem soon. But Tosvos, Kuf, Chav, Gimel, Amid Veis. The middle Tosvos. Hacha b'makire kahuna askinan. We'll get to that sugya later on. But Tosfos says, what's the svara? Tosfos says in the middle of Tosfos v'hacha, v'hainu taima dezehu matana mu'etes. What does that mean? If you give somebody a little gift, don't be chozerbo, don't be an Indian giver. It's so, v'asu l'achzerbo, v'afilu b'dvarim ba'alma. And it's also to be machs chozer, v'afo pichim ratza yocho l'achzerbo, ki mikol makom kol kama delo hadar, havi kemuchsak. If you always give this guy, so we treat it as if a different halacha. In the case where you give somebody a little gift, don't take it back. Don't take it back. So it's ke'ilu, you can take it back. But if you did it, it's ke'ilu, you're mochsak in it. Very different than Rashi. That might be a machlokas. The Achronim discussed this. The Stifler has a large piece. We'll have to come back to the Stifler there in Maseches Gittin, in Simin Chaf Aleph, Be'inyin Makire Kahuna, where he discusses, is it a kinyan? Is it a magical kinyan? They didn't do a maisa yet. Or is it no? It's ke'ilu there's a kinyan, because everybody else had yeush, but it's not really a kinyan. So the Stifler goes through a beautiful piece where he says, well, remember, it belongs to the Shevet HaKohanim already. It belongs to all the Kohanim, so what I'm doing is really picking out which Kohen. That's why it's going to be easier to get it to him. it could break some rules of kinyanim, because really it's earmarked for his family, his larger family, his shevet. And it's not like there's nobody. I can't give it to anybody, other shevet. I can't give it to Asher and Naphtali. So says the stipler there, he says, da Torah zichsa, tovas hana labailim. Memela havi ashar akonim tuchuyin metilas banaskuna elu. U memela nechshav shalo midin shem shevet sheyeshlo. Acharei shehu achshav hayichidi mikol hashevet amiyuado. All the kohanim are supposed to get this. But now that we've just said from Rashi, all the other kohanim have now been mesef das. So there's only one kohen left. So memela, it's earmarked for him. Fahavile legabi manas kuhuna elu ki ilu ein od kohen ba'olam haroi litzlo. Fahabailim kimu mitzvas nesina kivet shekvar hu zachui lekohen zeh. Wow. Mikol makom, hecha techazir bo abailim. If they're chozer bo, then it's megula l'mafreya that it wasn't true. Right, that what? But it's a din of shevet already, right? This comes up also by pidyon haben. We discussed, I think, in the past, there's a ksos, whether you could give the pidyon haben money to a katan kohen. Whether you give it to a katan kohen. So there are those that say yes, because after all, he's part of the shevet, and there's das acheres makna here, so therefore it's easier. Whenever you have the shevet already owning it, it makes it easier. So makibir kuhuna is one example. Pidyon haben might be another example. All the manas kuhuna might be in examples of that. But that's an important machloket between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Gittin Daf Lamed, Tosfos here in Babasra Kuf Chav Gimel. What is the svar of makibir kuhuna? Which is what Rabbeinu Yonah said our Gemara is talking about. Again, different than the Rashbam. The Rashbam just said they made a tanai between them. Okay. That is all, though, number two. Now we get to number three. Last line. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, I disagree with both. It's not purely the people who went into Eretz Yisrael. It's not purely the people that went out of Mitzrayim, but le'elu v'le'elu nischalka ha'aretz. Both. There's a lot of portions. Kedei l'kayim shnei mikros halalu. Right? To be fulfilled, both of these psukim. Okay, so what does that mean? Haya miyotim Mitzrayim, notachalka miyotim Mitzrayim. If somebody was 20 years old at the time of Yotim Mitzrayim, then he gets a portion as being one of the Yotim Mitzrayim. Haya mivai haaretz, notachalka mivai haaretz. If he was 20 years old going into Eretz Yisrael, then he'll get a portion with that. And mikan mikan, notachalka mikan mikan. If he is both, if he was 20 leaving Egypt and 20 going into Eretz Yisrael, then I'll get two portions. Once I ask Rashbam, how many people like that were there? Two. Right? We're talking about two people? Yeshua and Kalev? That's what this means? Yeshua and Kalev got two? So the Rashbam comes up with two other possibilities. What does this mean? What does it mean, Mikan and Mikan? Opinion number one is, it means that if their father didn't live, but if their father left Egypt and he was 20, and the son was 20 when he went into Eretz Yisrael, so that's the son's going to get both. Son's going to get two portions, one for himself and one for his father. It doesn't mean one person lived both of them, because as we know, anybody between 20 and 60 died in the Midbar, and that is why, number one, possible. Number two possibility, says the Rashbam, what if somebody was 60 years old when they left Mitzrayim? Right? Only between 20 and 60. So then he was 100 when they got to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's a person who was 20, at least 20 when he left, and at least 20 when he went in. So those are two possibilities. Maybe we'll have to see the Gemara later on in this perek. We mentioned this a couple of days ago also, Tu B'Av. So one of the reasons that we were happy on Tu B'Av? Because the Mesei Midbar stopped dying, the Gemara is going to say. Why? Because every year, the Gemara describes, and the Rishonim quote, that every year on Tisha B'Av, the night of the Meraglim, they came back, everybody dug a grave, pretty spooky, and they went to sleep in the grave. And in the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yibadlu Achayim and Amesim, everybody get up! And whoever gets up, and whoever was supposed to die, did not. The last year, they did that, and everybody got up. On Tisha B'Av, they're like, oh, maybe we miscalculated. So they did that on the next night, and the next night, and the next night, until Tu B'Av. Once the moon was full, they knew they didn't miscalculate, and therefore they made it into a Yantif, because they knew that there was, the Gzeirah was over. The Shaila is, though, what do you mean the Gzeirah was over? Did everybody die already? It's kind of like the opinion, like, why is like Omer so happy? Everybody died already. So here too, why everybody was dead? Everyone was supposed to die. So what's the happy? Why'd they go into the grave? So some say maybe Hashem was mocha that last year. Hashem was mocha that last year. That's what they were supposed to people. But Hashem was mocha that last year. So maybe, the Rashbam doesn't suggest this, but maybe you could have somebody who was, right, that age, that year was able to be 20 and make it out. Okay, but either way, those are some possibilities what that line means, that if you would get two portions. Continuing, the Braisa, once we're quoting the Braisa. Miraglim, what about the chelik of the Miraglim? Those 12 people, well, 10 people, Yehoshua v'Kalev nadlu chelkam. Yehoshua and Kalev were zoche in the portion of the Miraglim. Rashi quotes this on Chumash. A number of points to make about that. How do we know that the Miraglim did not get their portion? So the Rashbam quotes the Pasuk, the Drasha, Chayu min ha'anashim ha'hem. Right? The Yeshua Kalev lived from those, right? So they lived, having a portion in Eretz Yisrael is life. Chayu min ha'anashim ha'hem, and that is the Drasha that is given. The Sifri, though, quotes a different drasha that we're not familiar. We're familiar with that because Rashi quotes that on Chumash. But there's a Sifri that quotes a different makar. The Sifri is on the bottom of Amud Aleph here. If you look, the Rashbam, back on Amud Aleph, quotes the Sifri in the middle of the medium lines. The Rashbam quotes the Sifri. The Sifri kasa matam alamar la eila techoleka aretz la eila mipnei ksherim ukedoshim klomar la afuke rishaim shebahen shelo hayla nchelik ba. Afilu b'nei aneinu zochen ba b'shul aviyin, ala b'schus segneyim ima yimiyotim Yisrayim. La'ela and not to Rishayim. And therefore, that's the Miraglim, another reason, another makar, that they would be excluded. So also a thought based on that Sifri, that it's only the tzaddikim, and not that's what La'ela excludes. So he explains, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klaver, writes in one place, why is it so important that we talk in the Birchas Haaretz, the second bracha benching, where we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, Allah Aretz Alam Azon, right? We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. We also have to mention Bris Milah and Torah and other commitments that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that have to do with anything? So explains the Eretz Tzvi. Because if we wouldn't be following HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bris Milah and Torah and all the other areas, then we wouldn't be tzaddikim. Only tzaddikim la'ila techelak haaretz, based on this Sifri. And therefore, when we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, we also mention that we're roy to get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says the Eretz Tzvi, that is what, that we don't want to lose the chelek of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we declare also, that we are following the Torah, we're tzaddikim, that is the Sifri. Good, so there, Yeshua and Mekalev get the portion of the Miraglim. Before we continue, Bryce, also just one or two other points that we can talk about the Miraglim. There is a famous makar regarding the Miraglim for needing a minion for Dvarim Shebekdusha. The Gemara in Brachas and in Megillah quote, what is the source that we need 10 people for Dvarim Shebekdusha? You know that from the Miraglim. Even though they're not going to get a chelik baretz, but we know that from the Miraglim. How do you know that? Eda, it's a double two-step Gzei Rishava. The Pasuk says in Emor Vinik Dashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael called Dvar Shebekdusha Lo Yepachas Be'asara, and it says by the not by the Miraglim, but right by by Midbar Tezayin earlier when we talk about the Adas Korach he Badlu Mitocha Eda Azos. It says Toch Toch, and then Eda by Korach is compared to the Eda by the Miraglim, and that is why we have the two stages learned out from the Miraglim that you need a minion. Right? Hashkafically, really? That's what we learned 10 from? That's what we learned 10 from? This is Rabbeinu Bachai. So Rabbeinu Bachai quotes a Deya. This is the Gemara. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes a Deya at the end of Perachav Beis in Parshas Emor. He quotes from Rabbeinu Yaakov. In the footnotes, Rabbi Shevel says, Nireshu Rabbeinu Yaakov Mei Orleans, right, one of the Balei Tosfos, not Rabbeinu Tam, who's also called Yaakov, right? Why shouldn't he call him Rabbeinu Tam here? So we don't know who this Rabbeinu Yaakov is here, but he says, V'lo matzasi eifa huskar piruset b'shmo. And he quotes it from, he quotes a Yerushalmi in Brachas that has this limud, but it's a different limud. She'ein nuscha zu mutuk dekes, she'ein lavi rai me'asar meraglim mudar shebekdusha, avala ikra nuscha hi kein, asya toch toch. Ksiv hacha v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'ksiv hasam by the shvatim l'shbor b'soch haba'im malahalan asara avkan asara. The makar is not the Miraglim, says this Deya. The makar is the shvatim. V'yachshav yavi raya me'asara achei Yosef shahayu tzadikim, even though it was when they sold their brother, but they were tzadikim, and Rabbi Yami wasn't there and Yosef wasn't there. So it's the 10 other brothers. That's the makar. So it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas and Megillah have it from the Miraglim. But there's another day of the Yerushalmi quoted here in Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of Perachav Beis of Emor. then maybe it is the that is the Shvatim. I saw the Kleisenberger Rebbe. The Kleisenberger Rebbe is quoted here in the Magalias Hashas on Megillah Chav Gimel. He says, no, no, no. He says, don't change the Girsa. Me'odi tamahati v'chilo matzu heichan lumo davar zeh rak me'adas korach muraglim. Right, he asked the Kasha. Right, the obvious question. This is where you learn it from. The Meraglim, you learn it from Adas Korach. So he quotes from earlier, but he, I mean, classic that he, the Kleisenberger, what he went through says this. He says, every Jew, deep, deep down, every Jew has that pintel of yid, has that spark of Kedusha, and every Jew, especially when it comes to V'nikdashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael, when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, when it comes to being Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, the extreme Kiddush Hashem, every Jew is up to the challenge. Shekashem shekol kal shebi Yisrael muchan be'esat sarach lekadishim shemayim kach roi hu sheyitzarfo sol minyan asara. Every Jew deep down is ready to give his life for God. And you know what? That's enough to counter for a minyan. Even if right now he's not acting like a Jew. V'lachein ein kol pigam b'mashalom duzos me'adas karachim uraglim. Ki b'li suffix, says the Kleisenberger, shegam heim hayim moser nefesh al kiddush Hashem im hayim ma'al tzimo sam lechpar b'Hashem. If you wanted, they wanted the kahuna, but if you wanted them to deny God, they would have taken a bullet. Don't dafka look for brothers of Yosef to for your minion. Every Jew counts for a minion. And then he quotes, "Ube'enai ra'isi." I saw the Kleisenberg who lost all of his 10 children or 11 children in the Shoah. I saw. They shaved the no payas. Masrus chayem laman shmo yizbarach. Velo eskimo lamsaras benem uvenoseim lanachrim. Velo ratu lakachas tu udot shehim goyim umeritzona matov holchu la'auschwitz im kulam biyachad. And that's what the Regalias, the Kleisenberger continues and says, what does it say in the Kashim Zofanei Yisrael? Ani Hashem mekadishchem hamotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. When you left Egypt, you were on the 49th level of Tumah. You didn't have any zchuyos, but dafka the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is said in that context. Hamotzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Kamo she'hayitem oz benun sharei tumah. Votzeisi eschem misham, kach gam hayom ani motzi eschem mikol ha'tumos. And that's why every Jew, doesn't matter who it is, can be used for a minion. That's the Kleisenberger Rebbe in the shiur that he gave in Parshas Emor, Tavshin Lamed Zayin, 1977. Okay, let's continue. Amazing. But that's the Bava Yerushalmi and that the Kleisenberger Rebbe. What is the let's just finish the Brisa and then we'll come back. Says the continuing the Brisa. Mislonim v'adas korach lohaylam chelik ba'aretz. But the Mislonim and Adas Korach didn't have a chelik ba'aretz at all. The Meraglim had a chelik ba'aretz, but Yeshua and Kalev took it. The Mislonim, the ones who complained in the Midbar and the Adas Korach, they didn't have a chelik at all. Habanim natlu b'schus avi aviyem u'b'schus avi imoseyem. Their children took for if their grandfathers had any schus, but not their fathers. Their fathers wouldn't have given any. My mashma. Let's just finish this and this shita. Remember, this is the third shita that says both. So now the Gemara says, "My mashma dahay lishmos matos avosam biyotzei Mitzrayim." Siv. How do you know that phrase? As we presented it before, refers back to the yotzei Mitzrayim. Dilma l'shvatim kamarla. Maybe it just means go according to your shevet. Maybe it doesn't go backwards at all. Focus on the word lishmos, right? Don't focus on the word avosam. So dechsiv v'nasadi asalachem marasha ani Hashem Yerushi ilachem yavoseichem liyotzei Mitzrayim kamarlahu. This is what we said before from the Sifsei Chachamim. Hashem said you're going to get a piece. So if Hashem told our forefathers they're going to get a piece, that's a nevuah, that latova, and therefore it can't be chuchsar without being fulfilled. Ask the Ben Yehoyada. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, and we'll close with this. So we explained the psukim, but al pi svar, al pi machshava. Pi machshava, why would you say le... Leoti Mitzrayim Neschalka Haaretz or Leboi Haaretz. Why would you say that? So, says nearly Siyat HaDishmaya, Tam L'Sheis V'Razelu, Tim Matzino HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tiach L'Avram Avinu Amatnas Haaretz. Hashem promised Avram Avinu, Ach Tala Oso B'Shibut Tavshana. But he said 400 years. Right? Arba Me'oshana. Okay, we say it's from the birth of Yitzchak. But after you begalus tafshana, after you're in galus for 400 years, then you'll be zochet to Eretz Yisrael. But they were only in for 210, as we know. But koshi ashibud, right? The difficulty of the shibud imkain bismanam yatsu. And if you say that, they went out on time. Ukiilu avdu tafshana v'chalamanas haaretz. So the shita that says lo yotze Mitzrayim is keilu they were there 400 years. Boom! Right then, there's zochet to the promise of Avraham Avinu and Bris Ben Abasarim. We worked for keilu 400 years. We get it. That's the shita of lo yotze Mitzrayim. Aval Reb Yonasan, he doesn't hold of kosher shibud hishlim. No, hishlim o aminya b'shibud malchias. No, no, you go by 400 years, and therefore they still have what to be meshubad in. Uladidei kishayatsim Mitzrayim adayin lo zacha b'manas haaretz. They weren't zocha yet. Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiktim litin la'ana aretz kodem ishlishlim uzman hashibud. But then Hashem decided, you know what? I'll be mochel on the extra time. Why? Lechta hacharai bamid barbaris lo zarua. Because you went into the desert without anything, and you were with me for so many years, there's lo zarua. But that's only afterwards. That's l'boy haaretz. That's when the matana is chal. Right? Lo hiktim litin lemes haaretz b'schuz zesh alchu ba'aretz lo zerua. Like the pasuk says, lachein l'boy haaretz nischalka ki heim shezachu ba achar malacham ba'aretz lo zerua. That's the ben yoyada. Right, when was the chal? Was it chal right away? Like the sheet that says 400 years was ki'ilu. Or no, and it was only because of the emuna and the lechtech acharai ba'aretz lo zerua. Either way, in general, it's definitely emphasizing the process of leaving Egypt and going into Eretz Yisrael. It's one long process, right? Right, and that's what's reflected in this idea that the Nachla was given out, having to do with the people that went in and the people that went out. And it was supposed to be only a couple of days; it ended up being 40 years. But both shittas. All the shittas we said have relate to both. Even the shita that says Labai Aretz, it still goes back because there is a connection, there is a process that took place here. And again, there's a lot of what we say, right? The Sfir Omer, right? We go as the Bali Musar say, from the Karbana Omer to the Shtei Halechem, the Karbana Omer from barley, which is animal food, to the Shtei Halechem, which is wheat, which is for human consumption. It's a process, and the Nachla even reflects that process, that there's a connection between the Yotze Mitzrayim and the Ba'e Ha'aretz. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, Beis Hashem, and we'll pick up on Kuf Yutes.